C. Living in a township. Sugar is a tour guide in Langa, a township in Cape Town in South Africa. Her job is to tell people about the history of the township and about daily life there. Langa is the oldest township in Cape Town. It was established between 1923 and 1927, and there are about 150,000 people living here. This township is for black people. The reason we have townships is because the apartheid government decided that some areas were for white people only. Black people had to move and ended up in townships. The government built hostels here for migrant workers. They were not allowed to bring along their families. They were left behind in the Eastern Cape. But now the hostels have been renovated and other family members can live here too. When people in the Eastern Cape have finished school and want to study, they come and live with their family in Langa. That's why it's so crowded here. When I grew up, we were 9 people in one room. We were 4 children, and me and my cousins slept on the floor in between the beds. We weren't allowed to switch on the light while the others were sleeping. I had a candle and a box of matches under my pillow, and I used to wake up at 1 or 2 in the morning. That's when I did my homework. At that time, it's quiet everywhere, and it's easier to concentrate. Then I went back to sleep, and at 5 o'clock I had to get up to get ready for school. Now we are entering into a shanty area. The shanties were built later than the other houses, between 1993 and 1994. At that time, many people were coming down from the villages to look for jobs. It wasn't easy. Many of them started small businesses, like selling fruit and veg, preparing food for people, and so on. If you are unemployed, the government doesn't give you anything. You have to do something for yourself. As you can see, the shanties are made out of wood, metal, plastic, cardboard, or just about anything people can pick up and use. Everything in the shanties is temporary, and they don't have any bathrooms. If you look on your left, you can see some green doors. They are communal bathrooms with chemical toilets. The government pays people to clean them 3 days a week. Over there, you can see one of the communal tubs where people wash their clothes, and on your right is a high school. We have 4 of them in Langa, and also 6 primary schools. There are about 1,400 students here, with about 40 students in each class. Okay, this is Langa Central Business Area. Here we have different shops and also an internet cafe. You have probably heard of KFC. Here in Langa we have LFC, which stands for Langa Fresh Chicken. Over there you can see ladies plucking chickens. They buy chickens and then slaughter, clean and sell them here. The area we're driving into now is called Beverly Hills. It is a high-class area for people who work as teachers, nurses and doctors. Sometimes the houses are too small for all the family members, so they build shanties at the back. I hope you have found the tour interesting. Langa is a very diverse community. A lot of people live good lives here. It's not all misery.